This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This just in to KYW News Radio.
A shooting at a hospital in York County this morning left a police officer and a gunman dead, along with numerous others injured. They apparently had been taken hostage. Let's go live now to KYW's Nigel Thompson. He has the latest from the newsroom. Nigel.
Hey, Jane. Yeah, so about 5 to 8 minutes ago, a press conference wrapped up in York County featuring York County District Attorney Timothy Barker and Governor Josh Shapiro and a representative from UPMC, the runner of the hospital out there in York County. I believe her name was Elizabeth Rittner. Basically, they laid out what happened, and they say that this gunman, this individual, arrived at UPMC Memorial Hospital that is in York, Pennsylvania, around between 10:30 and 11 o'clock this morning. He arrived with a semi-automatic handgun and a number of zip ties. He entered the ICU and he took a number of staff members hostage, tied their wrists with zip ties, and was holding them hostage. It was at that point when this happened that that the police caught wind. Somebody on the staff, alerted law enforcement. Law enforcement arrived on the scene in droves. I mean, they blocked off the entirety of every entrance to the hospital and responded to the scene. Went into the ICU. They say there was, officials said there was a bit of a standoff between this gunman. His name is Diogenes Archangel Ortiz. He had a nurse hostage at gunpoint. He was demanding officers to back up. The officers complied at first. He released the hostage, and it is then that a shootout broke out. And in that shootout, Archangel Ortiz was killed along with a officer by the name of Andrew Duarte with the West York Borough Police Department. Beyond those details, we don't know much in terms of, what relation Archangel Ortiz had to the hospital, whether, there was a patient inside. I believe during the press conference they said, somebody who was related to him had been treated at the hospital fairly recently. But they don't know the motivations as to why he did this. Law enforcement will be on the scene throughout the day and probably throughout the week investigating, Jane.
And Nigel, apparently there is a hotline for families and they're telling staffers not to come into work.
Yes. Visitors or staff who were not on the schedule today were told not to come in. And there is a hotline. The York County Office of Emergency Management has established a hotline for patients, for staff members, and for visitors at the hospital who could be affected by this shooting.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nigel. Live from the newsroom, he will continue to follow this still developing story.